What's up, guys? Checking back in for the Tea with Tina podcast. I'm not gonna lie, I have my phone on speaker right now. Not speaker, but I am recording a podcast while driving safely. Okay, safely. But when I have ideas come to me, I just want to record them for you, okay? So we're gonna talk about why going through the motions and doing everything right in your fitness journey and not seeing results is a thing, because this can happen. You know, maybe that's you. Maybe you're doing an hour or more of cardio a day. You're working out, you know, maybe 4, 5, 6 days a week. You feel like you're eating in a calorie deficit and the scale's not moving. You feel terrible and it's not working, right? And there's a key component that you're missing. Okay, and we're gonna dive into that today. All right, so without further ado, let's dive in. Welcome to the Tea with Tina, your favorite podcast where we talk all things health, fitness, lifestyle, and maybe a little bit of tea gets spilled. We chat all about this in a super casual environment. So grab your beverage of choice, sit back, relax, and enjoy. All right, so you're busting your butt and you feel like you're not seeing results. I thought it was like, if you put in the work, you will get the results. Let me tell you that that is not always true, okay? So there's two big reasons that you may not be seeing results despite working really hard. So those two reasons would be that, one, you're not showing up with the right intentions or clarity with everything that you're doing, and I'm going to dive into that a little bit, as well as you may need to be working smarter, not harder, because more is not always better. You may need more calculated effort in certain areas, and you may need to pull back in other areas, okay? So let's dive into that. So the first thing is intention and clarity. And I know it sounds a little woo-woo because you're like, Tina, if you just work out and eat a calorie deficit and you do all these things, like I should lose weight, right? In theory, yes. But then why are you in the situation you're in? Why does this happen to people? I can tell you that you can go through the motions and really not get results because the intention and intensity is not there, okay? There were people that I saw that would come into my first gym I trained at, and they were members for 5 years. And they came in and I saw them, they did the same workouts every day. And they were hard, they were sweating. They kind of went through the motions though. They never switched them up. You could tell they were kind of mentally checked out from what they were doing. And that's the reason they didn't see results, okay? So this can work in all areas, but I really see this with workouts. I'll come with a client and they're like, I've been working out consistently. I know what I'm doing. But when I teach them and train them and we focus on things like form and how much weight, you know, is this weight actually challenging you? And like, let's try to, you know, bump up the weight with this amount of reps, or maybe it's timed and like, let's push a little bit more. They experience something totally different. They're totally challenged. And it's because they're not just going through the movements. They're not taking a 5 minute rest in between sets. Guys, I go to the gym all the time, obviously, because I'm a trainer, but I'm short on time, okay? You may think, wow, you're a trainer. You just get to work out like all day. Isn't that so fun? No. Trainers are the ones that usually neglect their bodies the most because all of our time is dedicated to our clients. By the time we get to work out, we're usually exhausted. But your girly is an organized time blocker, and I make time for myself because if I am not selfish and care for myself, I cannot be the absolute best for you all and everybody else. You know, I can't be a great wife, a friend, a trainer, whatever I'm doing. So I time block a workout in, and usually a lot of the time I only have like 30 to 45 minutes. Okay. And every time I lift, I swear I am like done with my workout. And I swear to God, the people in the gym are still on the same exercise that they were doing because they're just playing on their phone. They're standing around talking. They're staring into space. space. Like, guys, you got to be more efficient. You complain you don't have time to work out. Work out. Time your rests. Take 30 seconds. Your workout will be so much faster. You got to be intentional with the moves you're doing. Challenge yourself. You know, you will get such a different experience if you do that. So it comes with intensity and intention. Same thing with nutrition. I think that's why I like tracking so much, because tracking your food really lays things out. Life gets in the way. We think that we're eating healthy and slowly our habits fall away, right? Like, you know, you forget, your mind blocks out the fact that you ate like a bag of chips, or you drank that glass of wine, or you had that, you know, couple scoops of ice cream, or you had to grab food out to eat because you didn't have dinner planned and it was a late night. You know, you don't think about those things. Your brain kind of blocks them out, and it's not necessarily your fault, but it is your job to start becoming more self-aware. If you're going to learn any tool that's going to help you in your health and fitness journey and for the rest of your life, it is being self-aware. Our bodies talk to us, and they whisper and whisper until, you know, we listen. They might have to scream, and we don't want to get to the point where it's screaming at us, aka we get an injury, a disease pops up, we're diabetic, we get bad blood work. You know, we need to listen to the whispering, but to do that, you need to cancel out all the noise and really zone in to what's going on with your body. So with food, like I said, that does happen. I see it happen all the time. People think they're eating healthy. And again, I'm not saying you guys are lying. It's not. It's a product of our busy, overscheduled lifestyles. We aren't taught how to plan properly. We're not getting proper rest, so we don't have the mental energy to even try to plan properly, which are all things that I try to undo for you guys so you can live a productive and healthy life. We go beyond workouts and nutrition with my coaching, okay? We go above and beyond. But nutrition, once you start to track it, again, that doesn't lie. If you're honest and you write out everything, you're going to start to see patterns. And I start to notice patterns, and I'm like, yeah, you're not eating as healthy as you think. Here's some, you know, key changes. And usually it's not necessarily that you need to eat less. It's usually you need to eat more of the right things, and you can still enjoy the things that you love. And that's really what we work on the nutrition. So that's how kind of you can lack that intention on the nutrition end. And same thing goes for rest and recovery, because recovery is super important. You can't pour from that empty cup. If you're getting 3 hours of sleep, you should not be pushing yourself in a workout. You need to rest, because all the basic functions in your body are going to be screwed up, and you're not going to be efficient with your fat burning. Because, you know, let's say maybe if you get 3 hours of sleep, let's say even 6 hours of sleep, okay, when you should be getting 7 to 9. Your body will maybe function at 30 to 40% efficiency, where if you got, you know, 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep, you're getting closer to 80 to 90% efficiency. So when you do the fat burning, the workouts, the nutrient absorption, it's going to be less efficient because your body's not charged up properly, right? So, you know, that's another thing that we need to do, is we need to prioritize our sleep. We really need to look at our schedules and say, like, you know, sleep is very important. Like me, I will put off a lot of things. If something, like, unless I'm going to get fired or somebody's going to yell at me tomorrow if I don't get this done, I put it off to the next day if I'm exhausted. And you need to look at it that way too. Like, the dishes in the sink, they can be dirty, girl. It's fine. Like, if it does not absolutely need to be done right now, or you're gonna like lose your job, or someone's gonna absolutely hate you, like, don't worry about it, okay? And that goes for rest and recovery. Make time for you. Be selfish a little bit so you can restore yourself, rejuvenate yourself, so you have more to give. All right, so the second thing is working smarter, not harder. Now, these kind of work together. Because when you start to be intentional with your workouts and your nutrition, which means you do need to do a little bit of pre-work, but it's an investment and it's going to pay off so much in the long run for your health. And it's going to make it easier doing that little bit of work up front. Again, it just pays off. Okay. But you'll find that when you're more intentional, that you will naturally work smarter, not harder, right? Like, I learned this early on because I used to think that I needed to do an hour of cardio, an hour of lifting. And it's like, once it started to get easy, I had to add on more time, more weight, eat less, you know, to see better results. And that's just not the case. You, like, I get that question all the time. Well, how much cardio should I be doing? I was thinking I should be doing an hour, okay? And they're just starting out. And, you know, well, I've been doing 30 minutes. Should I do 40 minutes? And here's, like, my recommendation. I recommend, like, 30 to up to 60 minutes max for cardio. And the reason I do that is because, yes, your body adapts over time. So, you know, if you do 30 minutes every day for weeks and weeks and weeks at the same speed, your body's going to need more to start seeing results. This is why you'll see bodybuilders towards the end of their, you know, training for their competition. Sometimes they're doing 2 hours of cardio a day. Now, I do not recommend that for you. Okay. This is not, you know, for everybody. Those are athletes reaching extreme body goals. But what you can do is, let's say you've been working 30 minutes, walking 30 minutes. You don't have any more time. You don't want to spend 2 hours on the treadmill. Why don't you change the intensity? Okay, well, Tina, I can't. I was at 3.5. I can't walk at 4 for, you know, 30 minutes. I'm not asking that. So what if we bumped up to, you know, 4 speed for 30 seconds and then went back down to our 3.5 for a minute? And we just kept doing that back and forth, right? We would be building intensity for half of the session. We'd have way more intensity, but we do it in short bursts. Or you can do an incline walk. And it doesn't have to be 30 seconds or a minute. You could do for a couple minutes at a time and then bring it back down. But again, we are working smarter, not harder. We are getting a more intensity in the same period of time. We are burning more calories. We are still challenging ourselves within the same period of time. We don't have to add more time on and make it harder on ourselves. We're being more efficient. Same thing with meal prepping. There's so many things you can do to be more efficient, more intentional. When you plan, when you organize, when you start to learn your body, you'll find ways and not kind of mindlessly go through things and waste time and feel like you need to spend all these hours and all these yucky meals just to see the results you want. There is a way. There's a better way. And, you know, I wish I could be a little bit more tangible with these specific steps, but I'm going to be honest and say that everybody's different. And that's what I love about this, is that fitness is adaptable. You know, the biggest thing is being consistent. And then once you start to do it, and like I said, you're more in tune with your body, with workouts, for instance, you might like yoga and Pilates while the other person wants to be a power lifter. And then the other person likes bodybuilding style. So I can't give specific goals, because there's not a right or wrong. It's about what finding what works for you. But the principles apply across the board. Same thing with food. I love teaching nutrition because there's people that maybe love sweets, so we figure out a way to incorporate that into their diets. Maybe they like salty food. Maybe they prefer, you know, 2 bigger meals. Maybe they prefer 6 smaller meals. Maybe they tend to do more grab and go stuff. So we figure that out for them. So it's going to depend on you, but, you know, being self-aware of what your body likes and what you enjoy is the first step. Because then once you figure that out, it's like you can build a routine around that. And again, in turn, that makes things more efficient and it's enjoyable and you'll stick with it longer. And then you're going to start to see results. You see how that all works? The hardest part is building that skill. And, you know, that's why sometimes hiring a coach is a good idea, because they're that outside person looking in. They could see who you are. They can ask those deeper probing questions to get you to really think about those things and pull that information out that you may not even be aware of, that you're doing. You know, there's a lot of things that I observe about people that they aren't even aware that they're doing it until I point it out. And it can be helpful to get that outside perspective of somebody who's been there, who's ahead of you, and can take you to where they are, at least a step behind where they are, based off of, you know, where you want to go. So that was my Tina driving thought for the day. Let me know if you found this helpful. If you are not already following the podcast, be sure to give the Tea with Tina podcast a follow. I'm always dropping new episodes at least every Monday and Wednesday, but I've been dropping some more recently. So be sure to get on that and share this episode with a friend or on your social media page and tag me. I would love to see that. That's a great way that you can show some free support. All right, guys. And I think that's all I have for today. So have a great rest of your day and week, and we will chat soon. Bye.